Hello. You are listening to the Grieving Parents Sharing Hope podcast. We are here to walk with parents on their unwanted journey of child loss, guiding them to a place of hope, light, and purpose, not in spite of their child's death, but as a way to honor his or her life. And now, here is your host, author, speaker, and bereaved parent, Laura Deal.
Hello, thank you for joining me today. We are going to talk about something that can feel almost impossible for us as bereaved parents after the death of our child, and that is holding on to hope through the holidays, which includes having gratitude while also acknowledging the deep pain we carry. Now, I'm talking about having gratitude. For those in the U.S., you know that our holiday that we call Thanksgiving is coming up. So for those who aren't in the States, we are going to be talking a little bit about that, but this applies to all of us. It's not just about one day holiday of Thanksgiving. And it isn't about pretending that we're okay. This is not about forcing ourselves to look on the bright side. This is about learning how gratitude and grief can coexist, not as enemies, but as even companions on this road we never asked to walk. So let's start with this truth. The pain of losing our child does not disappear, even as we move forward in life. Now, it may lessen, we may learn how to carry it, but it doesn't disappear. I have yet to meet a grieving parent who does not feel that ache in some way pretty much every single day. Sometimes it's a quiet heaviness we just carry inside. Other times it knocks us to the ground and it steals the breath right out of us. Most of us do get to the point where it becomes an undercurrent that we don't really notice most of the time because we're just so used to it. Some people might think that if we're thankful for anything, it means that we're over it or we've moved on. But that doesn't happen. And gratitude does not invalidate pain. They can sit side by side in the same heart. Jesus himself modeled this because he wept at the tomb of Lazarus, even though he knew resurrection was coming. So we can even see through Jesus that grief and hope coexisted. So let me say this clearly. Having gratitude does not mean you're okay with your child's death. It just means that you are choosing to notice that God's goodness hasn't left even in the darkness, even if you can't see it or you can't feel it right now, even if your heart is telling you something that your head knows, if that makes sense, right? I want to share something very personal from my own story, something that has helped me understand how gratitude and grief can hold hands. Our daughter, Becca, had the wonderful gift of hospitality. She loved planning events for people, having people come over, cooking, preparing, making everything special. She would just go all out. I mean, if you asked her to do a baby shower, you would have a baby shower. It was just one of the ways she poured out love, and she was very gifted at it. Now, during what we knew could possibly be her last Thanksgiving with us because of her heart issues, she had a VAD, which is a ventricular assist device. It was a pump that ran the left side of her heart because she needed a heart transplant. And she was also in a wheelchair because she only had the one leg, and then with all of this equipment. Now, I had always had Thanksgiving dinner at our house, but that year she desperately wanted to host it at her house. Now, I knew it meant that I would still be making most of the meal, but her husband and I got behind her and we let her lead and we let her do what she could and give us directions and how to decorate, where to set. She was Becca. She just, everything had to be her way because she was just really good at this. Even carrying her, her husband would carry her literally up and down the basement stairs several times, and I would take the wheelchair up and down behind her, and we used the basement because it was the only place that was large enough in their house to seat all of us. And that day was bittersweet. It was heartbreaking to see how much she wanted to do, but she couldn't. It was also very precious to see her beaming at the table as we were all there together and she got to host this Thanksgiving dinner. It just looked so different, though. And for quite a while after she died, that day was painful to think about, our last Thanksgiving together. But it has also become one of the most precious memories of our time with her because it was almost like a gift that we gave her because she wanted to give us the gift, her gift of hospitality. And we got to honor that gift. And we let her love us in the way that she still could. And she poured her heart into it as much as she could. Was there grief in that day? Absolutely. It was hard. But there was also deep gratitude. And both of them were very real, and they were both very sacred. And I'm surprised I have shared this without some tears. Gratitude after child loss is different. It's not the same as before. It might look like realizing you had a genuine smile about something, being thankful for maybe one supportive friend who still checks in with you, or noticing a sunrise on a morning that feels unbearable. Maybe it's a moment of peace that surprises you, or a sign that reminds you that your child is still part of your story. Sometimes gratitude is just being thankful you had the strength to maybe go get a desperately needed haircut, and that's enough. Unfortunately, our culture, and even in the church sometimes, a message is sometimes pushed on us that it's an either or. Either you're grieving or you're grateful. Either you're hurting or you're healing. But the reality is both and. I can be heartbroken and still hold gratitude. I can miss my child desperately and still see God's fingerprints on my day. I can long for heaven and I can still find reasons to live here. I can lean on God while I fall apart. It's not one or the other. Gratitude does not erase grief, but it can soften it. And grief doesn't chase gratitude away. It can actually deepen it. Because when everything has been shattered, even the smallest gift becomes sacred. God never asks us to deny our pain. In fact, He invites us to bring it fully to Him. We know in the Psalms that David would pour out his anguish and his anger to God, and yet he would work his way through it, and he would still end with words of praise and trust. It wasn't a spiritual performance. It was relationship. This is lament. If you have the Reflections of Hope book, you just had an entry on lament. It was November 5th. Our gratitude does not need to be polished or perfect, and we can start out with the raw and real anger and frustration and confusion and questions. We can come to Him with all of that, but we can still be grateful. God, thank you for holding me when I can't hold myself. Thank you for the love I still have for my child. Thank you that this pain will not have the final word. Thank you that you made a way that this is not the end and I will see my child again and we'll never be separated. We'll be together forever. Those are powerful prayers in the middle of our darkness. It isn't just the holiday of Thanksgiving, though. It's the whole end of the year holiday season for us in America here. It can amplify everything, especially the questions and the pain. When we face the death of our child, it can feel almost impossible to believe that God really is for us or that He is Emmanuel, God with us, because there are so many unanswered questions. And a lot of those start with why. One year, right before Thanksgiving, I think it was probably about 5 years after Becca died, I was before the Lord. And the words, Emmanuel, God with us, hit my spirit with almost an explosion. And I just cried out, telling the Lord that I wanted Him to be with me. I needed Him to be with me every day of this next month. I wanted to feel Him. I needed to know His peace in a very tangible way. and I suddenly had a picture of our Advent wreath. As our children grew up, we had many years where we did the Advent wreath to help refocus us from the commercialism and the frazzled busyness of the season to Jesus. Now, if you don't know what an Advent wreath is, it involves four different colored candles. And each week, one of the four candles is lit for the 4 weeks before Christmas, and they're lit every night based on a spiritual reading, and it is the 4 weeks heading into Christmas Day. That's Advent season. And the thought came to me to have my own Advent time with the Lord each night using the wreath and the candles, to have a time where I specifically focused on who He is as Emmanuel, God with us, God with me, within my pain of the loss of my daughter. And I found myself writing something for each night of the Advent season. And most of the evenings that year, I went live on Facebook to light that week's candle and to share with anyone who wanted to join me. This helped to keep me from spiraling into the darkness, because Becca isn't here to celebrate Christmas, which was her favorite holiday. It helped remind me that gift giving and parties and decorating and shopping really aren't what's important. What is important is to remember that Jesus came as a baby for the purpose of dying, so that I can be with Him and those I love forever. And as we know, the one we long to be with the most is our child. He came to bring peace, hope, love, and joy into my life, no matter what trauma and tragedy I face here on this earth. And that's what the four candles represented to me as I put this together. Each candle, one was peace, one was hope, one was love, and one was joy. And so for a week, I just dove into peace. For another week, I dove into hope. Another week, I dove into love. And another week, I just dove into joy. No matter what the holiday is, while others are celebrating, our hearts can ache even more deeply with the empty space that's always there. And if that's how you're feeling, please know that you are not alone. You're not the only one. Give yourself permission to do this season differently if you need to. You don't have to pretend to be okay, and you don't have to force joy that isn't there. Sometimes honoring your child looks like a quiet candlelight moment instead of a big celebration, and that's okay. Even in the heaviness, may you sense gentle moments of grace. Maybe through a memory that brings a smile, or a word that reminds you of hope, or the peace that comes from knowing that God is holding both you and your child at the same time close to His heart. As we move through these holidays, remember the story is not over. Because of Jesus, love never ends, and one day every tear will be wiped away. Until then, may you feel His comfort and His presence in ways that are uniquely personal to you through this holiday season. What I wrote for myself several years ago to help get me through the Christmas season was turned into an Advent book. It's called Hope for the Future, and there are a lot of Perevers that go through this book each year during the Christmas season, and I still get online every Sunday evening of the Advent season. I go live on YouTube, and I also share it on the GPS Hope Facebook page. And I get on, I light that week's candle, and I read that day's entry with those who want to join me live. This year, Advent starts on November 30th. So to find out more, you can go to gpshope.org/adventbook. That's a page where it talks about, you know, my putting this book together, what you can expect, how you can find me, where I'll be live, and where you can get the book. I will also put a link to that in the show notes. I also want to take a moment to let you know that we are committed to keeping this podcast ad-free. We never want a grieving parent to feel like their pain is being used to sell something. So instead, we have just created a Patreon community, which is a safe, private place where those who believe in what we're doing can help us keep sharing hope with grieving parents literally around the world. Now, inside that community, I'll be sharing things that I don't share anywhere else. Raw moments, messy tears, kind of the God, where are you? The deep conversations, the little seeds of hope that show up when I least expect them. This is going to be a space where I can show up as my grieving and still healing self. No makeup, hair not done. It could be in my morning time with God. I may have been having a few tears and maybe having it out with Him, or He downloaded something on me that just had me awestruck and I want to share it with somebody. I'm just going to turn my camera on and share it there in that community. I'm going to bring you right into those moments with me. And I've never had a place to share like that until now. We also made sure this is something that just about anyone can join. There is a Seed of Hope level, which is only $5 a month. Now, this level unlocks all of my personal reflections and the exclusive patron-only posts. Then there's the Reflections level, which is $10 a month. That also unlocks all my personal reflections and the exclusive patron-only posts, but it also adds weekly reflection questions. There are three questions that will be there each week to be able to go deeper into that week's podcast topic, which is perfect for either your own personal journey, or you can use it for a support group that you're part of or that you're leading. And then there is the community level, which is $20 a month. And that includes what I've already mentioned. It unlocks all my personal posts. You will get access to these three reflection questions each week. Plus, you will have a monthly invite to meet with me live on Zoom. And we will talk as a group together through that month's episodes. Now, it's going to be the last Thursday evening of the month, except this month in December due to the holidays. We'll have it on a different month this month in December. And I want to thank those who have already joined. Now, here's the thing. When you step into this community at the very beginning, right now at the ground level, you're helping to shape what it becomes. And you're not just supporting a podcast, you are becoming a grieving parent sharing hope, because you will be helping grieving parents around the globe know that they are not alone. You will be watering seeds of hope that could save a life. You are helping to make sure that the light never goes out here at GPS Hope. So if this podcast has brought you comfort or strength on even one hard day, would you please consider helping us continue this work, even if it's just at the $5 a month level? Go to patreon.com/GPSHope, or you can just click the link that I will have in the show notes to join us on Patreon and be part of the GPS Hope community. And let's grow this hope together. Okay, let's go ahead to this week's birthday segment. Jake Hammaker was born on November 4th and is forever 26. Everett Molino was born on November 9th and is forever 15. Bodine Gordon was born on November 10th and is forever 23. Nathan Theriault was born on November 11th and is forever 2 years old. Solang Pantoja was born on November 13th and is forever 33. We celebrate the day these children came into the world. We know it will always be a special day and worth celebrating. If you would like to have your child's birthday announced, I would love to do that for you. Go to gpshope.org/birthdays, and please don't wait until it gets close to their birthday, because I do have to record the podcast episodes several days before it's released, so there's time to edit, to write the show notes, everything that goes on behind the scenes to get each podcast episode ready for releasing it early Tuesday morning. So get your child's birthday to us right away, and we will share them on the episode the week of their birthday. Dave will also send you an email to remind you to listen. Here is a gentle invitation. Every evening for the next week, ask yourself this one question. What is one thing that didn't hurt? It might be something tiny. Maybe it was a warm blanket, seeing someone walking a cute puppy past your house, or a scripture that spoke to your heart. Maybe it was something like the delicious smell of a bakery. Write it down. These small sparks of gratitude become stepping stones toward healing, but they do not move you away from your child. If you are here in the States, you may want to challenge yourself to continue each night until the holiday we celebrate here in America, Thanksgiving Day, which is November 27th, or maybe you want to continue it through the end of November. As bereaved parents, we walk a path that holds both sorrow and beauty. We carry our love for our child that will never die. We carry gratitude, not because everything is good, but because God is still good. We carry the belief that heaven is real and restoration is coming because of when Jesus came to this earth. So today, give yourself permission. I give you permission to hold both the gratitude and the pain, the ache and the goodness still here, the tears and the moments of light, because this is how we keep taking steps. This is how we keep breathing. This is how we keep loving both God and our child with every part of who we are. You're not alone. You are loved, and your child is remembered. Thank you for joining me on this episode of the Grieving Parent Sharing Hope podcast. I would love to see you over in the GPS Hope Patreon community. If this episode encouraged your heart, I'd love for you to share it with another grieving parent who may need the encouragement that you heard here today. So until next time, remember to hold on. Pain eases. There is hope.